This hour of The Drive with Tay and Piper is brought to you by Ryan Dallas Real Estate.
Planning to sell your home? The choice is clear. Ryan Dallas Real Estate, number one in homes sold, number one in client satisfaction, with a home sold every 9 hours. Ryan Dallas Real Estate, online at ryandallasre.com.
It's showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And, I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not.
When we come back, I don't know what we're going to talk about.
If you're going to talk shit, talk shit.
It's 4:40. We haven't taken a break, and Lon's forgotten the text line number.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Yeah, well, listen. At least we don't have the guy telling me I'm an idiot now.
That's right.
At the end of those, even though he should. Because last night, you and I decided to make a couple wagers, and Io almost did it for us. Just needed a double-double. What did he finish, 19-8?
18-9.
18-9. I have the numbers wrong.
Well, not that I was counting or anything.
No, right. No, right. Exactly. I'm happy for Io, though, who continues to just do his thing.
Lonzo Ball out 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
He's going to undergo a minor surgery, so it looks like Io's still going to major playing time.
Yeah, and this is weird. I obviously wouldn't root for anyone to get injured or this COVID stuff, but you have to agree that Io has gotten kind of lucky in
this. Oh, he's benefited greatly from all this.
Big time.
Yeah.
But he's also, the door's, you know, slightly open. He's smashed it open.
Right, right. So if you said he benefited greatly, but he wasn't playing well, that would make it sound like,
good call.
You know, he just benefited from the fact that no one else was there to steal the minutes. But he's benefited from the minutes, but now they've benefited from him having those minutes because he's been ridiculously good.
There's no doubt. All right, Andre Curbelo, I got to leave a shade early today.
A shade. Just a shade.
Shade. Actually, it's more than a shade.
How big is a shade?
Entire segment. Like a shade would be me sneaking
550?
Out.
550?
Yeah.
But this is like 540.
Yeah, I got to go to Bloomington tonight. There's a game over in Bloomington.
Exciting stuff.
I know. Boy, I'm loving these gas prices right now with driving all over central Illinois. You know, it's like, okay, where are we going tomorrow? So,
good stuff.
This week, Charleston. Now Bloomington, I mean, cry me a river is what everybody out there is saying. They're like, yeah, Lon, we've done this, or we do this. Or if you have like multiple children playing sports and you're just all over the place. So we're going to hear from Andre Curbelo at the end of the hour. He was able to meet with the press today. Brad Underwood did as well. And Andre Curbelo is a guy that was on the top of not only Brad's mind, but a lot of the media asking the questions. One of the questions is, all right, now that Curbelo has played a game, and obviously, 20 points, 8 assists, no turnovers, he looked great. Are we good? Is he good for the rest of the season? Here's Brad.
I wish I could give you a definitive answer on that, but I don't know that. And we've learned to live in a... I'm hopeful this process, he's to that point where this process is behind him, and this is the significance of that is behind him. But I know one thing for sure. It's always been day to day, and it's the reaction to that day that happens and controls what happens the next day.
Well, and that's something that still kind of worries you a little bit, Trevor, in the sense that I don't think we're out of the woods.
It's always going to be there.
Yeah.
For this season, I think. I mean, there were still even possessions in that overtime where it looked like maybe not a head thing, but he was just gassed because, you know, he hasn't been in that situation. And it was like, okay, I know we're in overtime against a really good team. We want to win the game, but also let's not bash him over the head, metaphorically speaking, at least with all this playing time.
And we got to watch this year about, you know, if he takes a shot to the head again, or, you know, if he falls, or I think we're not that we wouldn't be like, uh-oh, Kofi just fell. Is he okay? I think with Andre, though, it's going to be like, oh, no. You know, because
it'll be that way for a little while. I remember when Io, obviously, he had his injury.
Oh, that's right.
We all thought it was going to be season ending. It wasn't. He ends up coming back like 7 days later. But the first few times in that Penn State game, which is now the second time I brought up that game today, oddly enough.
Right.
He, you know, when he drove to the rim, it was like, oh, you know, so worried that he's just going to crumple down into a ball. But he didn't.
He was fine, and he's doing even better now.
I'm cautiously optimistic here because obviously they played this so safe.
Yes.
I mean, he was out for months.
Big time.
Plural.
And they actually said the word concussion today. Brad said the word concussion. And I don't remember him saying that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I missed it. Brad has spoken quite a bit since it happened. But now it's almost like, okay, now we I mean, I think we all understood. But certainly Brad said that today. Well, it was great to have Curbelo back. I know he said, and you'll hear it at the end of the hour, that he was like crying inside when he got the crowd going when he came off the bench. And that was cool. That was probably the coolest moment about being there at the game Monday, because the crowd just went crazy. Like, here comes Andre. It's nice having him back, eh, Coach?
It was tough. Obviously not being able to be out there.
That's not Coach.
That is Andre Curbelo. And I'm just teasing you what you're going to hear later with Andre Curbelo. It was nice having him out there, eh, Coach?
He wants to win. Boom. He wants to compete. He wants to play. And yet there's tremendous appreciation for what he went through. The tremendous challenges he continues to go through, the severity, you know, it's from as we've since found out, and I mean, just the pain, his tolerance for that was huge. And, my hat's off to him for him having the passion to want to get back and compete and to fight through some things that weren't easy.
But it is now a good thing to have him back, and we'll see how his conditioning goes. We'll see how he reacts to the playing time, to the practice time. And now for Brad Underwood, who was a little edgy today.
He was,
And one of the questions was, you know, do you keep bringing him off the bench? And Brad Underwood's, that's the plan. Why would I change it? And that was kind of the reaction, like, why would I change it? Because you guys want him to start, you guys being the media. And, it was just, look, we all have not our best days. And Brad was just, he's done talking to the media for a while. He wants to just play games. Well, he wants to win games. That's what he wants to do.
That's fair.
I think so, too. But he was asked about, how do you fit Andre Curbelo back into this lineup?
I think this has very much become Trent's team. You know, a guy that's made big plays, a guy that stepped into that role. You don't just change that overnight. And, it's a subtle deal. We were well ingrained last year when Io went out. And yet I was concerned bringing him back after three games because we'd played so well. And so, you know, it's just a challenge that, sometimes takes some time. And, we'll have to keep continuing to work on that. And the best way to do that is through practice.
There you go. And I think that is important to kind of keep track of how things are working with Andre Curbelo. Of course, Illinois will face Maryland tomorrow night. That's an early start, I believe, a 6 o'clock start for the game against the Terps. You just got to hope you don't. Like Brad said, Trevor, after the Purdue game, look, I'm not usually happy after a loss, but while I wanted to win the game, I feel like we grew, we learned, we grew as a team. And he said, now the most important thing is don't let this loss turn into two. In other words, don't, you know, get this one out of your mind so you don't go to Maryland and lay an egg. Is there any fear in your mind about an Illinois team doing that, or because of the experience on this team?
No.
Thank you. That's what I was hoping you'd come out strong with that. No.
No. I don't. Maryland's 1-6 in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
They've looked significantly worse. You had, I want to say it was Reese and one of their other starters did not start the game at Michigan due to disciplinary reasons.
Yes.
So it just seems like this team is one of those that's really headed in a wrong direction here.
They're not very good.
They've kind of – the Q word, quit, is a hard word to throw on something, right? Especially as someone who's never, ever played anywhere near that level.
Right.
To be like, that team has quit. But it certainly looks like they're trending towards we don't care.
It's interesting because, you know, like Dante Scott, who always kills the Illinois, he had a really good game the other night against Michigan. I think he had 19. Then you've got, you know, Fats Russell, who's quick. He can get to the rim, but he didn't have a very good night. He's trying to figure out his role.
He doesn't shoot very well, but he's
quick.
He
doesn't. And then you've got Eric Ayala, who, here's the problem with Ayala, he doesn't have... who was the other two guys that were with him last year? One of them that went to Marquette. By the way, Marquette got a big win last night. You called that.
Daryl Morcell, yep.
Morcell.
He was the old Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year.
So Ayala is kind of the guy now to stop.
And
so,
they had Wiggins as well last year.
Wiggins, right. So now they're drawing, you know, Ayala's drawing like Eli Brooks, who's the best defender for Michigan, was in his grill. Guess who's going to be in his grill tomorrow night? Probably Trent Frazier. So, you know, that's a problem for Ayala. And, you know, Wahab is young. He's learning some of these guys. So I just think it's a disjointed Maryland team. And I think they're the kind of team that could jump up and have a really good game against you. But that's only going to happen maybe twice the rest of this Big Ten season. I just hope it's not against Illinois.
And they've already arguably had that, where they
that's
were up
true.
Six at halftime against Illinois. And
that's true.
A fairly competitive second half until the end. So,
boy, it's always a battle against Maryland.
It is. And I think that there's no excuse to not vanquish the Maryland monkey off your back here.
Just go in and get it done.
Wahab hasn't been very good.
No.
I think this is definitely a spot for a Kofi turnaround.
Yes.
I say turnaround like he's been awful, but you know what I mean.
Right.
So we'll see, but I don't have too many concerns about this one.
Okay. Now for Brad Underwood, he finally has a full roster if you consider Andre Curbelo back and going full time. It was interesting today. Brad brought up another Big Ten coach that he remembers when they had a season that was kind of injury plagued, but then they turned it all around in March.
You know, I know I talked with Izzo, you know, a while back. I remember the year they make a Final Four run. And I think, I don't know, maybe it was Mateen Cleaves was hurt and they brought him back in late January, maybe early February, and had seven or eight losses and went on Final Four run. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time. And from that side of things, yes, I'm really excited because I know how good, you know, we can be. I know how good this group was last year. So, you know, but I can't change the past. I'm not looking in the rearview mirror. I'm looking forward, and we'll handle all that stuff.
There you go. Listen, I'd be all right with a Final Four.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see if that happens. I mean, you do, you know, you think back to that Mateen Cleaves and the experience. I mean, the talent was incredible too, but the experience on this team, on that team, you certainly have that on this team with Trent Frazier, Plummer, Kofi, DeMonte. I mean, you've got guys that have been through this many times, and you like that, you would think, going into an NCAA tournament. Now, that's a long way off. Even longer is seeing Dane Danger in an actual Illinois basketball uniform. Now, he's able to now practice, and he might actually, I guess, be, I would assume, on the bench going forward now for this Illinois team.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know if he'd travel.
He can't participate.
Yeah,
I feel like, for the most part, guys who have sat out a year still are on the, like Jalen Coleman-Lands, I would see him on the bench at these other schools that he transferred to, even though he's not playing.
Right, right. And so, but I don't, it could be that, but we know that Dane Danger can now practice at least with the team. And that's big for Brad Underwood to get a look at him. And of course, this is a kid that Brad and his staff loved when he was in high school and playing the AAU circuit. They absolutely wanted him bad. And of course you get Kofi, which I'll gladly take. But if Kofi is gone after next year, it brings up that idea, and you saw it against Purdue and some other teams where it's like, okay, what are we going to do now when Kofi's not in the game? But Dane Danger is a guy that could fill that role, and Brad Underwood spoke today about how he's going to kind of work this out on a sit year with Danger.
Love it. Love it. Love it. They're my favorite type, the guys that have to sit out and actually can learn and work. Dane is, we're really excited about him. You know, he's 6'9", You know, right now he's probably close to 280. He won't be that, obviously, but, you know, to just have Fletch time, to have scout team time, to learn terminology, to go through individual work every single day. And Dane is so skilled and so gifted. I mean, we loved him in high school. You know, right hand, left hand, he can handle it. He's a little bit like, and it's unfair because he has except way better left hand. But he's got those type of skills and that ability. And, so I'm excited to have him, and I'm looking forward to watching him have a great, great, rest of the semester and summer as he transforms his body and his conditioning.
And of course, the idea now is, what is it going to look like when Danger can actually get on the court for Illinois next season?
Yeah. And, you know, he's a little bit different, from this standpoint. He's a guy that you can really run a lot of offense through, because he really passes it, his skill set. And then, you know, just his physicality. You know, here's a guy who's 6'9", he's got a 7'7" wingspan, unbelievable shoulders. You know, I mean, he's so broad, through his shoulders and chest. It's a unique body. And I say that in a really positive way. But he's skilled. I mean, he handles it like a guard. You know, he passes it, and, you know, and just watched him yesterday in our individual workout segment with our team. I mean, you know, here's right hand, left hand, just as easy. And as you wouldn't know if he was right handed or left handed watching him. So, you know, having a guy that's skilled, having a guy that can play on the block and score baskets, and having a guy who can play out, and be an elite passer is truly exciting.
Yeah, there you go. So that gives you a little hope, obviously, because, you know, that the life after Kofi is a scary thought.
Indeed.
I mean, it's a scary thought life after Io. It's a scary thought life after Trent, life after Andre, life after Kofi. I mean, it's just these guys have been
a lot of soap opera naming, right? Opportunities, right? There for you.
They've been such a part of this basketball program for so many years, and it's like, but then you look at a guy like Kofi and how much he just answers questions for you, not only on double-doubles, so you know what he's going to do for you there, but on the defensive end as well, and you just sit there and think, but hey, Dane Danger on his way, and of course you still have Omar Payne, and the recruiting never ends.
The puns with Danger is just unlimited potential.
Who said something earlier?
Somebody texted in that the Orange Crush should rename one of their sections the Danger Zone.
The Danger Zone. That was Jim. Now, do you know what's funny about that? There are the weirdest things that happen in life. You ready?
I'm ready.
So, for my crop insurance company, the password wasn't working today. So I had to get a hold of their IT. I sent an email to their IT, and I said, "Hey, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if my password expired, but it's not working now." So she was like, "Well, hold on, Lon. Let me reset it. I'll send you a dummy password to use one time before you change it." So I'm okay saying this because I've changed it. She sends it back, Kenny Loggins 21, like you're logging in.
Yeah.
And so as soon as she did that, I emailed her back, and I'm like, whoa, now I'm hearing Danger Zone in my head. Do you know the song?
Yeah.
So that literally happened today at like 2 o'clock, and now Jim...
Now here we are talking about Danger Zone.
Since in the Danger Zone. Some things are weird in life.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Now, you know what's going to happen for the next week when I get on Facebook? There's going to be these little pop-up ads of Kenny Loggins concerts. And I'll be like, how do you know that? It's always so weird. What was the one I said yesterday?
I don't remember.
Or no, was that you I was talking
no,
to?
No, that was me. I just don't remember.
I said, like, I literally was just, I was at a bar talking about something. It was over New Year's, I think. And I was talking about, like, a resort or something, like literally at an establishment in Champaign-Urbana, And I'm like explaining, like, yeah, this resort I'd like to visit one day. And, like, I don't know, it was like 3 days later, I jump on Facebook and there's a pop-up ad for that. And I'm like, how?
That's creepy.
It's really creepy. I think they hear you through your phone.
Well, they have to be listening, because if you want to say, I'm not going to say it because everybody's just going to go off, but if you want to say, hey, S-I-R-I,
she has
to be listening to know that you're about to say that. So, yeah, I mean.
So if I did that, like, right now, like, hey, Alexa, play Kenny Loggins.
Why?
That would be awesome. And then and somebody right in the middle of dinner is like, our way to the danger zone. All right, football added.
Anyway.
I know. We're getting tired, man. We've had a fun week.
We have.
You and I. We're just getting tired. It's Thursday. This is going to start happening to me more and more, where I'm old and it's just getting to that day.
Oh, come on.
Nah, you're right. I'm fine. All right. Illinois did add an offensive lineman today, and he's a monster.
He's a JUCO offensive lineman, Zylon Chrysler.
I like that. Anything awesome, with Lon in it.
Lon and Chrysler, I mean.
Zylon Chrysler.
6'7", 360 pounds.
Wow!
He chose Illinois over an offer from Southern Miss.
Okay.
He was second team.
I went to a game at Southern Miss once.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Brett Favre,
right?
It was, Brett. Yeah, it was an Illinois game. When Illinois played Southern Miss years ago and lost.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you would have been really young.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking probably, I want to say like 04. Can we Google that just to make sure? I mean, I think it was like, I want to say 04.
You're talking football?
Yep. Yep. Illinois went down and played Southern Miss.
Why'd they play them down there?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing. But the Illini lost that game. And it was not Brett Favre.
Let's see. It was 2002.
Two. Okay.
Actually, Southern Miss is 2-0 all time against Illinois.
Ah, there. See?
In 97, they played here. And Southern Miss won 24-7.
And we told him, listen, we will get you back.
And then in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yeah, baby. We were down at Gulf Shores.
23-20, Southern Miss wins.
Oh, I think it was a late field goal or something.
They won by a field goal.
You would think. It would make sense, right?
So 2002 would put me at 5 to 6 years old. So I do not remember that.
Okay. We had a good time down in the that Gulfport, Mississippi days.
In any case, that's where he went, was Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College.
Okay.
And he was second team all Mac with two C's, so that's like the Southern JUCO conference.
Fair enough. All right, so 6'7", 360.
He has 3 years of eligibility remaining.
Oh, wow. Okay, probably not a guy you would think you would plug and play right now, I don't think, although he's huge. I think he played right tackle for the Mississippi Valley team.
I mean, you're losing four starters.
Yeah, that's true.
He could be.
You wonder if he projects more as a guard with his size, but can you pull, et cetera? So we'll see. But, hey, look, an offensive lineman. I know they had the young man from, is it Dartmouth? Or there was another that came and visited Illinois, and he is really sought after.
Cornell,
okay.
You got the wrong Ivy.
One of those smart schools.
Hunter Norzad.
Okay. He would be, I mean, that.
And, of course, you also signed Isaiah Adams.
Mm-hmm.
He was a tackle in the recruiting class. So we'll see how they all fit, but.
Okay. Well, that would be nice. McLean, our buddy from Game Day. Game Day Spirit, man, just gets it done.
This hour brought to you by Game Day Spirit.
Yeah.
By the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You were going to do that next segment. We'll throw it in right now.
Why not? Let's make it. You know?
I love it. That's because McLean's our guy. By the way, McLean, nice gym in Monticello. Holy. That if you have not been to the new gym in Monticello, wow. But he thinks that Dane was sitting on the bench for the Purdue game. I was kind of high, so I didn't, you know, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It was the old C section. They're not a bad seat, though.
No, 200 level, yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No.
But I wasn't looking for Dane Danger. Not even thinking about that.
I think if you went to Illinois-Purdue marquee matchup and were looking for Dane Danger,
then you're either way too much of a fan.
Reevaluate your priorities or, a little bit.
So I wore shorts to that game.
See, you're not going to hear flack from me because I'm with you.
Okay.
Now, I don't go as far as you do with it, but today the wind chill's like zero, right?
It's cold.
And all I did is wear a hoodie.
Okay.
So on my way out the door, I'll get, why aren't you wearing your heavy winter coat?
Right.
And my answer is, well, the car's warm.
Yeah.
Then I leave the car to walk into work, which is all of 10 seconds.
Exactly.
And then work is warm. So I totally understand. Now, I'm not sure I'd go so far as to go with shorts.
Well, because my thinking to that was the car was in the garage when I left Monday for the game. So it was warm. So to this point, I have no issues with the cold weather and my legs. And my legs never get cold. I believe, honestly, that I have damaged them to the point where now I don't even feel cold. Although I think what happened is I used to snowmobile in shorts. But my hands would always get cold, nothing else. So then when I parked, I've got a decent parking pass. So it's that walk straight up the main entrance. And then I did have to wait in line, which was the worst part of it.
Sure.
Probably about 8 to 10 minutes in line. Now, that was a little chilly. I'm not going to lie to you. So then I walk in. I go through the metal detector. And the guy goes, "Why are you wearing shorts?" He goes, "Only Purdue people wear shorts." You know, he was ripping on it because they were right behind me. And I said, "Well, look, I'm going to be the most comfortable guy in here for the next 2 hours." And it turned out it was like 2 hours, 40 minutes.
That's right.
So I then was in State Farm Center where it gets a little warm, and I was perfectly comfortable. And then my walk back to the car, I didn't have to wait in line, so that was a lot easier. And then my car warmed up, and I'm good. So literally, it was dealing with 20 minutes of cold.
You'll hear no argument
from
me.
To be comfortable for the entire day.
Same thing with a movie.
Yeah.
If I'm going to sit there for 2.5 hours, I'm not going to bring a hat and a coat because I'm just going to end up taking them off. So
I know. But I do get those looks.
I get it.
And I do get the people going, "Oh, you're that guy." And I'm like, no, I honestly do not try to wear shorts to act tough. I don't. They're just, well, I mean, let's cut to the chase. They're like the only pair of pants that fits me right now because I'm fat. I'm holding on to the hope that I can lose weight without just going and replacing my entire wardrobe for $1,000.
You got
to
go with those Flex. Like I'm wearing the Flex.
Oh, they are.
It's like a 34-34, but
yep.
You know, there's room for expansion within them because they're flexible.
Yep. And they're a nice Nike pair of shorts that flex. So there you go. That's what I did. All right. Ryan said you have to cut that take for Lon where I said, quote, "I was high." I've never done that before.
That's why I laughed, because you said I was high.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah.
Or I didn't catch that on me. I've never done that before. So just for FYI.
Nor have I for FYI.
People out there. And then Wade says, "Is Lon rooting for Indiana tonight?" You're always throwing me in a corner, Wade. You're always doing this to me because you know how much I hate Indiana. Yeah, because I want them to beat Purdue. So, yes, I have to root for them. I don't have to root for them, but I want them to win. I'll put it that way. All right, when we come back, when you come back, because I'm going to be gone, and my shorts and all are heading to Bloomington to watch basketball. And, again, I'll be the most comfortable guy in the gym. You're going to have a little Andre Curbelo sound.
That's right.
I teased it earlier.
You did.
It's great to finally hear him again. He's fun.
He's a great interview.
He really is, and it's fun to get him to where we can start talking to him again, and hopefully he is on this squad the rest of the year just playing a lot, and it's not an issue. All right, I will see you tomorrow, being Friday.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to take us home, and I'm going to listen to Andre Curbelo, just like the rest of you, on my drive. So I appreciate you sticking around and doing it.
No problem.
All right, buddy. I'm out of here. Trevor's back. It is The Drive.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
You might have heard about Bulldog Disposal's new doggy bag service, but how does it actually work?
The doggy bag worked out really great for our family. We've been renovating our home, and so they were able to drop off the bag to us, and we got to fill it up as we needed, and just got to sit there until we were finished. And when we were finished, they came, picked it up, and took it away. It was awesome.
Order one for yourself by calling Bulldog Disposal at 217-841-2629. That's 841-2629. Or learn more at bulldoggybag.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Mary Ann Fisher. I am from OSF Healthcare. And as we're getting into the new year, plan on accomplishing new goals. Do you want to start small? Begin one thing over and over again, and then when you're able to do this, then you want to try to stay consistent. Behavioral change is really difficult to do. Stick with it, add to it, make it longer. Before you know it, all the bad habits will slowly go away. Focus on the the process and not the outcome. You want to eat well, you want to be active, you want to have a good, healthy sleep, you want to reduce your stress, and you want to reach out to friends, family, to find ways that is right for you and is going to help you accomplish your goal. Doing all this stuff will help you change your bad habits and improve on gaining good habits to help you improve on your lifestyle. For more details, you can visit our website at oshealthcare.org.
Hello, I'm Major Randall Sum with the Salvation Army here in Champaign County. Salvation Army is here to serve without discrimination in the name of Jesus Christ. And today we want to ask that if you would help us, if you have the opportunity to give just a little, that will serve those people who are in need here in Champaign County. Because the Salvation Army works through many different avenues of serving, through our food pantry, through utility assistance, or through our Pathway of Hope program, which is long-term case management, veteran services, homeless mobile canteen, our adult programs, youth programs, emergency disaster services in times of need, veteran service program, which helps veterans in need throughout Champaign County, our Title 20 program, which helps people with job training assistance and those who have been incarcerated getting back on their feet. In Champaign County alone, we serve over 50,000 people every year. So don't you think about giving to the Salvation Army today? Please visit us at sachampaign.org or call us at 217-373-7832. And again, that's the Salvation Army, sa.champaign.org.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton, and we've got some great news to share. Bump your flavors up a notch with our barbecue sauces, rub, and hot pickles. Pop by for some of the best brisket around, the juiciest smoked turkey you've ever had. Enjoy some ice-cold local beers and check out our famous Paxton Punch made with real Tennessee moonshine. Order online at humblehogbbq.com or pick them up at our restaurant in Paxton.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B and Stevie J broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
Trevor Felice back with you here on The Drive. Lon heading out. He'll be back tomorrow. Someone else is back, and his name is Andre Curbelo. He met with the media today for the first time in a long, long time. Let's hear from Andre Curbelo on how he's doing, and we start out here hearing from Curbelo on what it was like having to be out all that time.
It was tough. Obviously, not being able to be out there with my guys, definitely one of the toughest times of my life. We thought we couldn't, I couldn't really do anything as soon as, I started getting some symptoms and stuff like that. And that's just what kind of makes sense. You get a crazy headache and it's like you can't really do anything. It was that bad. Physically, I just couldn't be myself. And that was probably the hardest thing, not being able to be myself, because, I know the kind of person I am, and not being able to be myself, that happy guy that brings the energy. And, it's always, just bringing that constant energy in practice and giggles and not making everything so serious. You got to have some sort of fun at times. So that, it was such a tough time that, it was, frustrated almost every day, getting, headaches literally every single day. I battled. I think having such great teammates, fighting for me and holding things down while I was out, I think that was probably the best thing that could have happened, because they were fighting really hard, and they had my back, and right now I'm just excited to be back, because now I get to fight with them, just like they were fighting without me, now I get to fight with them, and that's just what I'm most excited about.
I remember at the Milwaukee game, you went down with your hands, around your head on the side of the, were you in pain the whole time, or did it sort of come and go? Did it come suddenly?
Yeah, that game was a weird one. I don't know. I definitely wasn't feeling myself. I didn't know what was going on, to be honest. And that's why, we just let the professionals handle it. But I definitely, wasn't feeling, and I'm not going to sit here and make an excuse 2 months later, but I just wasn't me. And I definitely, regret some of the decisions that I made, obviously trying to make too much or something, because, knowing that something wasn't right, I could have definitely made better decisions. But of course, at the moment I wasn't, and I feel like that's what, led to so many mistakes, down the stretch. So
they say in sports that the last step in your rehab is to play. And, to reach what is, game shape or match fit or whatever you'd say in sports, for you and for this process, what did that feel like physically and mentally? Like when did you kind of know?
Yeah, it was, recently, to be honest, once I got some answers of, throughout the process, and, I think that was the best thing we did, just to kind of let the professionals handle it. And, once I kind of got those answers of, what's going on, I just, started to slowly realize, okay, now I got the answers, having the answers for the test, you go really confident. And, you're going to get a good grade. Knowing that, I started coming to practice. I know I'm going to be fine. I know what I got to do. I just got to keep pushing and, keep working through it and doing the things I got to do. And, as soon as I started doing that, I knew it was, just a matter of days, because, I just started following the instructions of, what doctor said to do. And, it was just a matter of days. I knew I was going to, be ready to go.
And then in your first response, you talked about you had made some mistakes. What were those mistakes and how did you correct them?
What do you mean? How do you correct them? What do you mean?
Were you referring to mistakes on the court or off the court?
Oh yeah. Just both on the court and off the court, sometimes throughout the process, I'll either try to do too much while I'm, trying to get back, where, you know, I maybe could have slowed things down a little bit, but I feel like just wanting to get back on the court, you know, so quick with the guys, I think that sometimes led to maybe, you know, a few setbacks, maybe, if, you know, some of the days I would not be, you know, so good just because I'm so anxious to get back with the guys. But, you know, that's, you know, you learn that throughout as the days go by and, you know, you mature. And, you know, I've never had this kind of injury before. So sometimes there was days where I didn't really know how to deal with it. But, you know, that's why we have professionals and that's why we have, you know, a great team, a great staff of doctors that were able to say, hey, like, this is what you got to do. It's, you know, this, that, don't do this, don't do that. And, you know, that's how I was able to get back.
Hey, Andre, good to see you again, man. I'm curious, you said you've never dealt with this before. Obviously, it sounded like maybe every day was kind of different in terms of what you were experiencing. How scary was that? I mean, just because it was so new.
Yeah, it was scary, man. You know, I mean, I've had concussions before, but nothing like this one. And you know, it's scary when, you know, like I said, when you don't really have a lot of answers and, you know, you don't have a lot of knowledge of what's, you know, what's going on. It's you know, it's something that, you know, as I'm sure you guys, Coach Hunter was said, like, it's a day-to-day thing. Like, some days were like, okay, like, I'm really good, but some other days were like, okay, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, why am I feeling like this? So it was definitely scary, you know, not knowing what was going on and or what was going to happen down the stretch. There was time where I'm like, okay, like, this seems like it's going to be forever. This seems like, you know, I'm never going to be back. So, you know, typical college athlete, you know, mindset when you get an injury like this, you start thinking about the worst because, you know, you don't want to be in shock when you get the news of like, okay, you know, either you can't play or you can't do this, you can't do that for this long. So, you know, I was just trying to, at the end of the day, I was trying to stay positive, but at the same time, I was trying to have a mindset where if I got some bad news, you know, I was trying, like, I didn't get to a bad space if that would have happened. So I was trying to stay in the middle.
Was there a point you thought, like, I might not play again this season?
Oh, yeah. There was many times that happened. But, you know, once again, that's why we have a great staff here. To support my family, my friends, my people back in New York. Like, you know, I had a tremendous amount of support, and I'm just, you know, very thankful for those people that was there, and, you know, they know who they are, so very thankful.
Bello, you were such a ball of energy during game days when you weren't playing, but how tough was it to not be playing? How tough was it to watch the guys and not, I mean, you have such a passion for the game. How tough was it to just be a spectator?
It was very, very tough, man. Like you said, I was dying to be out there with the guys. It was such a, you know, like, coming to this year, so many great expectations, and you know, coming in, you know, for the team personally, you know, for other guys too. So I was just very excited for this year, and you know, I still am, and I still believe the things that I, you know, said before the season. You know, I think we're that team. I know it for a fact, and you know, we just got to continue to work, and that's why it was so tough, you know, to be out, and you know, that's why I always try to, you know, have that energy in the bench, because I couldn't be, you know, that selfish to say, okay, I'm going through this, I'm going through that, like, okay, like, I'm not gonna support my guys, like, I'm just gonna deal with it on my own. Like, I couldn't be that selfish, and I'm not that kind of guy. So that's why I will, you know, continue, whether I play, whether I not play, like, I will continue to support my guys, and, you know, live, whether I'm playing or not, live it out on the bench or on the court, because, you know, I couldn't be that kind of person at the moment.
I mean, even without you, the team's in first place in the Big Ten. I mean, all the goals are still there. I mean, it's a late start for you, but, I mean, all those expectations can still be reached. I mean, it still feels like the season's in front of you.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's why I said what I said. I still believe it, and I still believe in us. And like I said, we just got to continue to work. And you know, I believe that we can still do special things.
I don't want you to get uncomfortable speaking about this, but is there a specific term or diagnosis that you were given that it should be referred to specifically?
Not really, to be honest. It was just, you know, as just nothing really new, just concussion things, like post-concussion things. And we just had to you know, deal with it in a certain way. And, you know, it just took some time to figure that out. But I'm just glad we were, you know, past that. And, you know, that it just feels great to, you know, be able to be myself. So I'm just very excited for that.
And then I kind of wanted to ask you about the moment when you went to the scores table to check in the first half and you hear the entire stadium kind of notice that you're going over there. What was that moment like to hear the roar of the crowd for you again for the first time in 2 months?
I could have cried if easily I could have cried, but you know, I was crying in the inside, just, you know, so, you know, just happy tears, just, you know, so proud and so thankful to, you know, to be back on the court. You know, when you go through a tough injury like this, you think of the worst. And once again, so many expectations and so much for this year that I was looking forward to, because I'm that kind of guy. Like, I live up to the expectation. I like the challenges. And, you know, that's what I came to America for. So, you know, knowing that the fans were excited to, you know, for me to be back, was just a great thing and a great feeling, and, you know, just so proud. And, you know, I'm not that kind of guy to say I'm always so proud of myself, but I was just kind of proud of myself in that moment. Cause, you know, once again, I've never been through this kind of injury before. And it was a long, long time, that I couldn't, you know, really play the game of basketball. So I was just proud of myself and, you know, very thankful, you know, with the fans and everybody that supported me throughout the process.
Andre, you know, Coach, you know, talked about, you know, your return process being a lot, you know, just how you handled maybe a day of activity the next day. So how did 26 minutes of gameplay feel on Tuesday and maybe Wednesday?
You know, it felt weird just because we lost, you know, and, you know, I kind of had a good game, knowing that it was my first game back in, you know, almost 2 months. But it's a weird feeling when you're back and when you know you want to win your first day back and you lose. So wasn't, you know, it was good, obviously it was a good feeling, just because I'm back and, you know, I felt pretty good about how I played. Obviously got to keep tightening things up, because, you know, there was a few mistakes down the stretch where, you know, I could have been better and we all could have been better. But definitely we're feeling, just because, you know, first day back, you want to win, you have a good game, but you still lose. So as a player, you know, you're in a tough spot in those kind of moments.
I guess in the not quite 2 months that you didn't play, did you learn anything maybe about your teammates or about this team?
Oh, yeah, I learned a lot of things. One of them, I know Trent Frazier can be pretty good on the ball, and as a point guard, he just got to believe in himself. And, you know, I love seeing him play from the sidelines, and I learn a lot from him. Some moves that I'm like, wow, like I got to do that. I learned many other things during practice, seeing how guys react to things in games. Now I kind of know how to approach, you know, all like different guys, because sometimes they make a mistake and, you know, I may come to them like, yo, like, let's go, come on, like, maybe too aggressive. But now, from, you know, being in the sideline, I might have saw something that, you know, if you come too aggressive, he may not react, you know, too well to that. So, you know, I will come to that guy in a calm way. Hey, like, let's go. Like, next play, you're good. Like, don't worry about that. You know, just little things like that, I was able to pick up. And I'm just, you know, once again, glad that I took the time, because if I would have rushed things, like, I might have, you know, not been able to be back to be myself. But the time that I was out, it was a great time to learn from, you know, guys like Trent Plummer, you know, DeMonte, that are veterans, and, you know, Just happy, you know, they're happy I'm back, and I'm just happy that we're back, you know, working together.
Andre, Tackle, everybody, good to see you back and feeling a little bit better here. I want to ask, kind of follow up with that, of watching from the sidelines, obviously early on in the season, it was a much different team with guys out, Kofi out, and you had to probably carry a heavy load. How do you fit back into this team after watching them have some success?
Just kind of do whatever I got to do to win. You know, I'm coming back, and I'm the one that got to fit into, you know, their playing style, if that makes sense, or, you know, with whatever they're doing at the moment. So I'm just here to, you know, for them. Like right now, like, I'm not even thinking like I'm this or I'm that. Like, I'm just here for whoever needs me. Like, if you need me to do this, I'll do it. If you need me to do that, I'll do that. You know, whatever needs to be done, like, I feel like I'll probably be that kind of guy that will do it. Like, whether it's an assist, whether it's a rebound, like, whatever it is, like, I'm just here to, you know, as long as we get the win, like, I'll do whatever it takes.
Is that any different than what you felt coming into the year with some people calling you all American, all of that? Did you have a mindset shift change while you're sitting on the bench there?
Not really. Just because, like, you know, I still think that I'm, you know, a good point guard. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, praise myself and say I'm this, I'm that, because I'll just let the people say whatever they want, and the people can make that judgment. I know the kind of player I am. Like, I don't, you know, I don't need any of that. But, like, you know, it's kind of same mindset. Like, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. And I think that's kind of what I did last game. You know, having Trent Frazier play almost fifth, like, the whole game, like, it's not some. He at times may not be able to, you know, take care of business down the stretch just because, like, he's, you know, tired, or maybe we may not be able to give Kofi the ball because he's in foul trouble and he's in the bench. So, you know, I came in and, you know, did what I had to do, and I scored 20 points and had three assists. I had to score 20, you know what I mean? So, and got six boards. So, you know, I just kind of did what I had to do, and, you know, I think that's going to be my mentality. You know, just going forward, you know, for Friday game and, you know, every other game too.
That is Andre Curbelo. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a good night. Lon and I will be back. This is The Drive. This hour of The Drive with Tay and Piper is brought to you by Ryan Dallas Real Estate.
Planning to sell your home? The choice is clear. Ryan Dallas Real Estate, number one in homes sold, number one in client satisfaction. With a home sold every 9 hours. Ryan Dallas Real Estate, online at ryandallasre.com.